So that sound you hear, mostly silence, but it's also my little kitten, Sita. She is like literally on my chest, looking up at my face, like adoringly right now, which is perhaps the best thing that's ever happened to me. So what's the plan for today? I'm up early. It's silent in the house, which is nice. It means I can focus. I'm about to get ready for the festival where I'm doing a ba booth later today. My Never Not Learning booth is going to be at the Govardhan Puja Festival here in Dallas at the Radha Kalachandi Temple. I'm going to be making kinetic sand with the kiddos, and they're going to get to make it and then take it home. I'm excited about it. I think it'll be fun. And real talk, I'm hoping that I'll make a little bit of money because that entrepreneur life is not really so far about that making money life. But we'll get there, right? Like my behavior maps to us getting here. Do you hear what I just did there? I made a total Gary V reference because he's hashtag goals. Anyway, I better get up and get at it. But yeah, y'all have a good day. I'll check in later. All right, so it is 8 a.m. festival day. Festival starts at 4, so I have quite a bit of time to get prepared, which is good. Especially because this isn't the only thing I need to prepare for. Like, I actually have a whole bunch of workshops and classes and stuff this week. Anyway, right now I'm headed to Winco to buy cornstarch in bulk. And then I'm headed to Home Depot to buy, what am I buying? Buckets to hold water in. The kinetic sand recipe calls for, hey, write this down if you want to. It calls for 1 cup of play sand, half a cup of cornstarch, and a quarter cup of water. Ooh, I'm doing that from memory right now. It's either a quarter cup or a third of a cup. I mean, really though, it just kind of depends on how you want your kinetic sand to be. Like, the recipe that we're using is pretty sturdy, so like you can make a block with it and then pick the block up. Like, that's pretty awesome. And then, of course, it like goes back to being sand, something that you can manipulate again. But pretty good. Anyway, so yeah, we're headed to go get more materials. Feels like a lot of my time these days is buying materials, and that's something I need to address. I've got to get better about planning activities around what I already have, just because cash flow is not, I don't have a lot of capital. I'm really making something from nothing here. So one way to like keep this going, sort of like a feedback I've given to myself is, instead of finding a cool idea and being like, oh, that's awesome, let me go get all the things I need, kind of going backwards, like these are the things I have, what's something really cool that we can do with it. But yeah, that's what's going on. I'll update you more later. So it's 3:05. I am headed to the festival. Car's packed up. I'm ready to go. I'm really excited. Kind of it all came together. I was a little unsure how I was going to pull this off because when I was asked to do the festival, I was asked to come up with an activity for the kids that went along with the theme of the festival. And, it's taken a few days to figure out exactly how I was going to do that, but I figured it out. We're making the kinetic sand, and I'm going to have the kids make the sand and then make little temples like appear on Govardhan Hill in India, which is the temple, the whole festival is about this hill. And, as I was doing my research today, I found out that all of those temples are made out of sandstone. So, score one for never not learning. Having all that come together, yay. I wanted to talk to y'all about the engineering design process. Y'all know about this? the, it's like a sort of formalized way of solving problems that designers use, engineers use, architects use. People who make stuff basically do it. And so it starts with, you know, getting information about your problem, defining your problem, getting information about your problem, brainstorming, picking a plan, making a plan, seeking feedback, and then improving. And I think that I taught this process to my students for a number of years, and I think that the part of why I'm doing a business now, that I'm even able to sort of live this entrepreneur life, is because of the design process. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Now, whenever I come up against a problem, and entrepreneurship is like just a series of problems, but when I come up against these problems, I don't feel helpless or hopeless. I know, hey, there's actually a way to get through them. And especially if I have a problem that is because of a poor decision I made, or you know, some lack of forethought, some lack of planning on my part, you know, basically some failing on my part, I don't have to feel like that's just the end of the line and, oh well, I'm not cut out for this. In fact, really is like a chance for growth. Like, okay, well, let's look at this right now. So for example, right now, I feel like I'm doing a whole lot of schlepping. I'm carrying a lot of bins and tables and tents, and my car is constantly full of stuff. And, I'm not very streamlined in my whole process right now, and that's creating more work and making me be more tired and cutting down some of my profits. But the thing is, I could look at that as some reason not to do it, but it's not. It's just a problem to solve. And so now I'm just going to think about it. Like, okay, well, so if one of my problems is that I'm carrying too much stuff, how can I carry less stuff? How can I figure out a way that even though I'm teaching 5 different classes at 5 different places in 1 week, that I am using the same materials, or doing similar activities, that kind of thing. That level of, I don't know, just looking at problems as things that can be solved. So yeah, that's what I got for right now. All right, so we are headed there. Why do I keep saying we, like the royal we? It's just me. I'm headed there, and we are gonna have a good time, I'm hoping. I hope the kids really like this activity. I'm gonna post an update from there. I'll be posting some pictures on Instagram and Facebook. And hey, if you're listening, send me a message or something, because that would be cool. All right, y'all take care. I will talk to you later. So, I'm driving home. It's 7:45. I'm real, real tired, y'all. It's been a long day. And, I don't know. Like, I don't want to bum y'all out, but it was a lot of work today for not a lot of money. You know, one of the things that I feel like Never Not Learning has taught me so far is to have a real respect for people who have made things happen in this world. Like, I was at a restaurant recently, and I just saw the whole experience in a different way. I saw these employees. I was like, oh my gosh, whoever started this business now has employees that they pay. And I looked at the registers, and I looked at the little basket that had mints in it at the register, and like the little cute paper that they put in the basket of mints. And I just saw like price tags on all of that, and thought, wow, like somebody made all this happen. And there's probably somebody who works here who doesn't really appreciate that, who complains about the job, who wishes they weren't there. And I used to be that person at jobs, wishing I wasn't there, not really appreciating anything. Not that, I mean, necessarily I had to. Like, I've had jobs where I was really treated poorly, so I'm not trying to say that if anybody is unhappy at their job that that's a flaw in their character. I'm just talking about how hard it is to execute on an idea and to provide enough value that people want to give you money. It's hard. It's a lot harder than we think it is, if we think about it at all. Like, I honestly think that in America, most of us are thinking like consumers all the time, you know? So consumers are never thinking about the producer, you know? They're thinking about, do I like it? Do I not like it? Do I want it? Do I not want it? Is it cute? Is it not cute? That kind of thing. Anyway, I feel like I need to definitely, you know, design process this one. I gotta find some ways to be more efficient, to, you know, less input for more output, provide more value. I need to provide more value in a way that is sustainable for me as a human being, you know, the energy level that I have and the resources that I have access to. Yeah. But, I don't know. I'm tired. So that's coloring my view of just everything in general right now. But I do know that, you know, after I sleep, tomorrow is another day. And that, you know, I'm not gonna quit. I'm gonna keep at it, and I'm gonna figure it out. It's just, might take a little while. So, all right. Well, if you're listening, I appreciate it. It sure means a lot to me. Yeah, you know, give a like or a clap or whatever the thing is that you do on this platform. I don't know. I think I saw a heart earlier, but I don't really understand this platform just yet. But I will understand that too. I'll get there. All right, y'all, I'm tired. I need to go to sleep. I hope that you had a wonderful day. I hope that you are doing things that you love and that you are as excited about your life as I am, even though it doesn't sound like it in my voice right now. All right, be well and good night.